AK4HR, W4DJW.
AK4HR. Hey, Dave. I didn't know whether I was taking the net tonight or you were taking it. I can do it. I'm just bringing my computer up right now if you want me to take it over.
Okay. I was just checking to see if you were here. I didn't. It's been a long. It's been 2 months, so I didn't know that you would remember. But if you did, go right ahead.
Let me bring up the preamble. Stand by for net. CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4MYK repeater and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins tonight. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic. Does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Any traffic? No announcements for the good of the net so far, so now we'll begin our roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on their net for the rag chute portion. Before we begin our RF check-ins and Echolink, we have a functionality on the Brars.cc website to allow those folks that may not be available at 9 o'clock to do the net pre-check-in. There's a link on the homepage, and if you go there, it'll run you through the wizard of how to check in. You just type in your call sign name and hit enter. I think it will announce those call signs. You'll hear them throughout the day as folks check in. And again, there's lots of reasons folks use that. Again, maybe they're not available at 9 p.m. For that particular evening, just to stay in touch with the net. But let me go ahead and do the net pre-check-ins, and we'll move on with our other check-ins. We have Mel, that's Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo K4XMR, and Mel's over in Prosperity, so good to have Mel with us. Up next, we've got Fred and his sweetheart, Miss Isla, that's W4FCM. That's Fred's call sign, and Isla, November 4, India, Echo India, N4IEI. Up next, we've got Robert over at River Falls. That's Kilo India 4, Lima Juliet Golf, KI4LJG. Goodness, getting tongue-tied on Bob's call already. Up next, we've got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. Up next, we've got Don and his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot India, KG4PFI. And Linda's call sign, KG4QLQ. So good to see Don and Linda logged in there. Up next, we've got Andrew, that's W2AMD, Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD, so good to see Andrew logged in there as well. Up next we got Kurt, that's Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH, and Kurt is over in Greenville. Up next we got the booming big voice up on Table Rock, that's Andy, KI4LZI, and good to see Andy's call sign in there as always. Always like to hear his voice, but getting his call sign logged in here as well with the net pre-check-in is always good. Up next, we've got Tony. That's November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW. And that's Tony. And Tony, I think I've told you, in a previous life, I was a submariner, so every time I see that ASW, it's anti-submarine warfare. But anyway, Tony, good to get you logged in here and from up in Asheville. And up next, we've got Kim. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Juliet Sierra Kilo KQ4JSK. And Kim's up in Asheville as well. Up next, we got John up in Brown Summit. That's Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November KN4RJN. And of course, John's our resident astrology. Is that the right word? Astrologist? Astronomist. Right? Anyway, knows about all those heavenly bodies up there. So anyway, always good to have John in here. And if you hear him on the nets throughout the week with his predictions for the heavenly bodies in the sky. It's always good information. So good to have John in here as well. Up next we have Leroy. That's Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima, K-A-5-W-L-L. Up next we've got Jim. That's November 4 N-L-R. Can't remember, well, actually remember Jim's call sign. His phonetics are November 4, nothing like radio normally, but N4 NLR. And Jim, to get you good in here. Up next in the list, we have Bill. That's KC4W, Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey. And I'm going to let this drop because I believe that should be the end of our net pre-check-in. I just wanted to let that drop there and refresh my screen, make sure I've got everybody. So that should be all of the net. The pre-net check-ins for tonight, and again, that functionality is available on the Brars.cc website, again, for folks that may not be available at the 9 o'clock hour, maybe out of town, not have access to Echolink, can't get back into the repeater, just keeps you connected with the Brars team internet. All right, looks like all of our pre-net check-ins are done, so we'll go ahead and pause now for any new hams to the area that may not be familiar with checking into a net and want to go ahead and check in tonight. If you'll just key up the mic, give your call sign, and I'll talk you through the rest of the check-in process. So new hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. Enough of a gap there. I know I'm a little slow on the mic throughout the week. Everybody who knows my net knows I don't get on the radio as much as I need to. But again, like to pause there for new hams or new hams to the area that may not be familiar with how we run the net here and give them an opportunity to check in. It doesn't sound like we have any new hams for the moment, and I don't currently have my Echolink node up to check and see. So I'll pause here. Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. We don't have any Echolink stations signed in for the moment, and my console will show it. I just wanted to make sure we didn't actually have any there. So we'll go ahead and move on to what we all come in for, the RF portion of the net tonight. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Mike, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight. 73 to you, and all on the net.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For HR. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
For HR. Mike and everybody on the net, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, no traffic, no comment.
HR. Angela on the net, please check in JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little boy Joey. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Angela and all on the net.
Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. I'll be negative and negative.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll take that pause to go ahead and acknowledge that group of check-ins there. Another good group to start off the net tonight. Had a good group of pre-check-ins, and our RF check-ins don't disappoint either. First, I'd like to welcome Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. That's Rick, and Rick ranks along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. And Rick, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Dave, W4DJW, Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. And Dave, always good to hear you. Goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. We appreciate everything you do to keep everything scheduled. I know I made quite a few schedule changes this year to try. And even this one, I wasn't sure whether I was calling tonight or you were calling. But anyway, not a problem. I'll definitely pick it up for the times that you've swapped out and worked with me throughout the year. So, Dave, appreciate all you do for the good of the net, keeping the repeater running, keeping us scheduled, reporting our messages, all that kind of stuff. So, Dave, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you on the radio. Up next, we've got another Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ. And Dave's over in Easley. And, Dave, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Keith. That's Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY. And Keith's over in Seneca, so Keith, appreciate you coming by. Up next, we've got another one of our net controllers. And Gary runs the Wednesday Night Net, which, of course, is famous worldwide for the classified net. So, Gary, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Of course, Gary's call sign, Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's K3JOY. And, Gary, always good to get you in the log. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. And Happy New Year, my friend. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Last but not least in that group, we had Michael. That's Kilo Alpha, Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango, K4AFT. And Michael's over in Central. So, Michael, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Again, had another good group there for the Alpha through Delta group, so we'll get one more call before we move on. Alpha through Delta, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Right there, because that last station was a little broken. I got the location on Highway 25 South, but I did not copy the call sign. I'm going to pause here and give one more chance. Can you try and come back to me? Give it to me phonetically, over.
Yes, sir. Quebec 4, November, Hotel Bravo. My name is Dan. Pleasure listening to you.
Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack, Rock Hill. Y'all have a great 7-3.
That pause there and just make sure. I have one station I was trying to make sure. Danny, you were much clearer. I think I got you in here. It's Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo. Is that correct? Holding a repeater tonight, but I'm pretty sure that's you. I missed the K, but I'm assuming it's Kilo Quebec 4 November Hotel Bravo. And Danny, and you said you were down on Highway 25 South. So Danny, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we got our friend Jack. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Bravo Kilo India KJ4 BKI. And Jack, appreciate you coming by. Sounding good into the repeater, making a good trip up there as always. And good to get you on the log as well. Appreciate you stopping by on a Saturday tonight. All right, let's give one more call here as we continue to get stations in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause means we have everybody for the moment for the Alpha through Delta groups. We'll move to Echo through Hotel, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
For HR. Sir. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick, and I'm up here in Penrose, and I will have no traffic, no comment tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
4HR, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight, Mike. Thanks.
Check-ins there as we move to the Echo Through Hotel group. Up first, we've got another one of our net controllers in checking in tonight. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick over in Penrose, North Carolina. Of course, I say over, but more up for me in Simpsonville. But Patrick, sounding good into the repeater. And I believe Patrick has the honor of calling the net tomorrow night for New Year's Eve. But I know he'd appreciate you coming by and checking in as well. But Patrick, as always, sounding good into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us on Saturday night for a few minutes. Up next, we got Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Another one of those call signs. Look forward to getting in my log. So, Harry, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and excellent signal into the repeater. Appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on a Saturday night as well. All right, and I believe, I don't think I said Harry's call sign, but I'm going to go ahead and repeat it anyway. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN. So, Harry, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by on a Saturday night. All right, give one more call here for the Echo Through Hotel group E through H. Beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. Long pause normally means we have that group taken care of, so we'll move to India through Lima, I through L. Beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and this is where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Sire, hope you and your family are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you. Michael, you and your family have a great weekend. Happy New Year to you and your family, and Happy New Year to all on the net. Other than that, Mike, we have no traffic, no comments.
HR, could you please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Or HR. It's great to hear you call the net. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. And I hope everyone has a good night and stay warm.
Group of check-ins there, and we'll take that pause and acknowledge the stations that checked in with that group. Up first, we've got James. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4, JFO. And James is up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And James, always good to hear you. Goes without saying, you've got an awesome signal into the repeater, as always. But, James, anyway, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Sid. That's Wendy Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. And I think everything's good here. Nobody tells me anything different, so I usually assume that's good. Yeah, we're all doing okay and staying warm. Hope you and yours are doing the same. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear your voice on the repeater, Sid. Up next, we've got another one of our net controllers. That's Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. And up next, we've got Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And Larry, always good to hear you. Got you marked down here for comments. So once we get to the rag chew portion, we'll definitely come by and see what's on your mind, sir. Definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you on a Saturday night. All right, let's give one more call here for India through Lima. India through Lima, and the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
AK4HR, please check in at a turn, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa, landing via Echo Link, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, in and out.
For that long pause there, I was hoping there looks like there's another Echo Link station signed in there, so I was going to pause for you guys here in just a minute, but now is as good as any time. I'd like to welcome Landon. That's Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, KG4WNP. And Landon, appreciate you coming by and checking in via the Echo Link node. Booming signal through Echo Link. But sounding good. A lot of times there's like a digital kind of sound, and I mean, you're sounding really good. into the Echolink node tonight. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Got you logged in here. Feel free to secure at your leisure, sir. And we'll go ahead and pause here because, again, I have one other Echolink station signed in there unacknowledged. Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, this is the other Echolink station, KQ4MSB, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. Good to join you all tonight.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And I'd like to welcome David. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta. David, yeah, I saw you check in or sign into the Echolink node. I was trying to get, normally I break about halfway through the alphabet, and we had just gotten to the India through Lima group. But saw you hanging out there for a little while, and appreciate you being patient and sticking around with us long enough to get checked in here. And, again, we run the net every night, 365 days a year, so appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes on Saturday night getting checked in here. Good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call here for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, hello again, Mike. Great to get the chance to talk. Mike, it's great to get the chance to check in with you again. I haven't talked to you, Mike, in a very long time, so it's great to hear you, Mike. Mike, it's great to hear you on here. Great to get to talk to you again and check in with you again. Mike, check in. KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Mike, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic. Negative and negative. No traffic. No roundtable. And Mike, Mike, while I'm on here checking in with you, I wanted to wish you and yours I wanted to say Happy New Year to you and yours, Mike, KA4PQA.
Star, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Stephen to the net. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. And Stephen, sounding good into the repeater. I was just sitting here, just got to my Echolink nodes and saw your call sign pop up there. So definitely was one of the call signs I'm typically looking for on Saturday night. And I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, Stephen. Always good to hear you from down in Greenwood. And tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And we wish you guys a Happy New Year as well. And look forward to getting you checked in and hearing your voice on the air in the coming year for sure. But, Stephen, appreciate you stopping by, and definitely tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. All right, so it looks like we have all of our Echolink stations signed in here, and we were finishing up with the India through Lima group, so we'll head to Mike through Papa. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in, Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT, Mike and Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative. Happy New Year.
And sir, this is Matt, please check in. This is the first after the end of Matt. This is the last I'll be negative and negative. And I wish you and I will be negative. Happy New Year.
For HR, or in DQ, Eddie Simpsonville, South Carolina. And I'll be around till you finish calling roll. No traffic.
K4 HR, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Check-ins there as we're in the Mike through Papa group of check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Up first, I'd like to welcome Mike. That's Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tangro, KX4MT. And Mike goes over in Pickens. So, Mike, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, got a voice I hadn't heard. Walt, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Kilo Mike, or correction, Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. I wanted to throw that M in the wrong place, Walt. But, Walt, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And, again, Walt's call sign, Kilo Mike 4, Oscar India Mike. And, Walt, appreciate you taking the time and coming by and checking in with us. And, Eddie, sounds like you've got that wires beep on your signal, and it was covering up your call sign. So if you can do me a favor, I should know your call sign by now, but I don't have it. So if you can key up, count to 2, and then give me your call sign. Over.
Okay. I thought his thing was long enough, but my call sign is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec. That'd be 4, not too quiet, over.
For some reason, I couldn't get the suffix, and I was thinking it was WA, but you only have a W there, so it wasn't coming up in my log. But I got you in here now, Eddie. Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec, W4NTQ. I should know that, and I just was drawing a blank when I was typing in the prefix. But, Eddie, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we had Lloyd. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, KO4PXB. And Lloyd is over in Simpsonville. So, Lloyd, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you, and excellent signal in the repeater tonight. Appreciate you coming by and stopping in with us on a Saturday night for a few minutes as well. All right, let's give one more call for the Mike through Papa group before we move on down the alphabet. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter Net, please call AK4HR Net Control. We have everybody in the Mike through Papa group, so we'll move to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter Net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Happy New Year. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KL4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty, and I'll be negative and hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
4HR. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, KK4TRJ, Blue and Capping, negative and negative.
Kilo, Charlie 4, Sierra, Kilo, Delta, Larry. And also my wife Rhonda, her call is Kilo, Golf 4, Alpha, Hotel, Sierra. Both in Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the frequency.
Group of check-ins there as we move through the alphabet, currently in the Quebec through Tango group. And up first, I'd like to welcome Tom. That's N0TR. Nothing, or correction, using the wrong phonetics. November Oscar Tango Romeo. Goodness, Tom, I'm thinking about something else just completely. But good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by and tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Up next, we've got Chris. That's November. Oh, goodness gracious, I'm getting my log all messed up here. Chris, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. And Chris, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear your voice on Saturday night. Up next, we've got Bill. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, KK4TRJ. And Bill's over in Cowpen. So, Bill, appreciate you taking the time to come by and checking in with us. And a good signal into the repeater, making that long trip from over there to the repeater site tonight, but sounding good into the repeater nonetheless. So, Bill, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Larry. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. And Larry, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and bringing Miss Rhonda along as well. All right, one final call here for Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter Net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
K4HR. far. That's November Zero, not November Oscar, Mike, but I think you probably got it right in Zero TR.
Well, that kind of a day, I'm telling you what, I don't know what I was saying, apparently. That should be in Zero TR. I don't know why I came up. I'm having a terrible time with my phonetics tonight, in case you haven't noticed. But yeah, Tom, definitely, I got, yours is one of those calls. You know, there's a few, you know, they always say that you have to remember your call, but there's a few that I remember, and yours is one. So I'm not sure what I was thinking. I think my tired was showing tonight. But, Tom, appreciate you coming by and keeping me honest, but I definitely have it in. November Zero Tango Romeo, N0TR for sure.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, I've been calling W4TR, N4TR. Just don't call me late for supper. And thanks for calling in, Mike.
Kind of problem, and like I say, appreciate y'all keeping me honest for sure. Good to hear you, and appreciate every time you come by and check in with me. All right, let's go ahead and move on down to that final ever patient group for a Saturday night. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Mike, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Junior 1 on that. And Happy New Year.
Like you might have the uniform through Zulu group to yourself tonight. And that's not a problem. Always a good thing when you check in with us. I always look forward to hearing you as we get down here and appreciate you being patient with us on Saturday night. I know we move through the week on what group we start. And it seems like, again, when I call it Saturday night, Uniform Through Zulu is always the ever-patient group because they always kind of come up last. I normally try to get through the alphabet at least once before the half hour and running a little late tonight. But, Tommy, always good to hear you as always, and got you checked in here. Tommy's call sign, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, and Tommy's location is down in Southern Greenville County. So I always appreciate when he comes by and checks in with us. So, Tommy, hope you and yours are doing well, and have a Happy New Year, sir, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right, one final call here for the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Please check me in out of turn. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Rich and Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Thanks for being here tonight and Happy New Year, bud.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Richard, you're not that far out because I was about to open it up to that big group, so not a problem. You just got a little bit ahead of me, but not a problem at all, Richard. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. We've got Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey K4ROW, and Richard's down in Greenville. Well, up in Greenville, I guess would be north of where I am. So, Richard, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us tonight. Sounded good into the repeater, and appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us for a few minutes on Saturday tonight. And with Richard's check-in, let's go ahead and open it up to that big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, KQ4IYZ. It's formerly KQ4IYZ. New call sign, WW4JET now. WW4JET. It's Matthew up in northern Pickens County. No traffic at all tonight. Appreciate you calling the net.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee David and my wife Marie. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. Southern Greenville County, down here, Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening to everybody on the net. Appreciate you calling the net. And Happy New Year.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Matthew, hold on for just a second here and make sure I've got you logged in here. I want to make sure it's Whiskey Whiskey 4 Juliet Echo Tango. Is that correct?
That's correct. I just got notification the day before yesterday of the call sign change. So, formerly was KQ4IYZ, K- Kilo Quebec 4, India Yankee Zulu, now WW4, Juliet Echo Tango.
Interesting, and feel free to say you don't want to discuss it. Was there a reason you picked that call sign, over?
A lot of time, but I don't know if anybody's gone through that vanity process, but it's quite interesting how there's thousands and thousands of call signs that are, you know, have expired and are coming up when they release them. All I was trying to do was simply try to find my initials, maybe even shorten it, get lucky and shorten it by one letter, too, but no dice. So my occupation, of course, as an airline pilot, I saw JET. So I threw it on the list, and 5 weeks later, here they notify me that I got it. So I wasn't trying real hard, but it worked out nonetheless. It's a little easier than the previous call sign, too.
No problem, not a problem. Yeah, I know everybody's call sign kind of means something different to them. I mean, again, mine sounds like a vanity call, but mine was actually assigned to the FCC sequential system, and I kind of like it, so I kind of kept mine. But I've looked around for initials and stuff to shorten it too, but same thing. But yeah, it's definitely an interesting call, so I was just curious. But yeah, it definitely fits with the JET for sure. So again, Matthew, got you updated here in the log. And again, Matthew's new call sign, Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. And Matthew, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on Saturday night. Definitely feel free to come back and check in as often as you can. Up next in the group, we had David. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-Ray Yankee, KF4, NXY. And David brings along with him his sweetheart, Marie. That's Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-Ray, AF4, SX. And David, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and bringing Ms. Marie along as well. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call here before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. Wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have all the check-ins for the moment, so this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks for all the stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins between RAG2s. It looks like I've only got one station currently signed in to RAG2 with me, which is not a problem. I've had many nights where there were none and some nights where there were more, so we'll keep the finals warm up there on the hill. We'll dust off the stump and we'll pass the frequency over to Larry and KK4JBQ. And Larry, we'll pass over and find out how was your day, sir.
AK4HR. Good evening, Michael. Boy, my word. It's been an eventful day, I know. I'm plumb worn out, as they say. let's see. Let's go to one that just pops up because of how weird it was. Along about Thanksgiving last month, Donna received a replacement for her Echo View, I think it's called. I've got the round kind. I got one of them sitting around over here on the desk. I call it a hockey puck. Hers is rectangular. Anyway, it started giving her problems, so she got a new one. And she says, you know, Larry, I'm going to need some help with that. In what way, I said? Well, it's kind of difficult to get it plugged in because of the end tables and whatnot. So I was going to be fishing out wiring and getting it plugged in. Not a real challenge, you might say. But I found a nest of wires back there. It's worse than my shack. The wires are going every which way in here. I do keep them organized as far as, you know, as much as I need. Color coding and little tabs around the wire, that helps me identify what's on the other end of the wire that I can't figure out. I started that years ago. And it really is helpful to go to an outlet or power strip or something else, and you see all these things plugged in. Well, what are they plugged? What's on the other end of these things? A little tab.
something that jogged your memory has been very helpful to me. I'll pass that along to anybody that might benefit from it. So we got that wired in, and we had a good time with it, you know, and she's very happy with it. So, and your day, sir, how was it, eh?
HR with KK4JBQ in the RAG 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And Larry, I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm looking under my desk, as you mentioned, labeling wires. And, you know, luckily most of my wires all have a different connection on the end because it's just a rat's nest of wires here and there. And, you know, every so often I'll go through and try and organize and, you know, unplug everything from the power strip, lay them out flat, put everything down. But my electronic equipment is kind of a work in progress most of the time, so I'll move stuff out, twist wires around, and put stuff back, and then, it, you know, within probably a week or two of organizing, they've just become a giant quagmire of spaghetti noodles that just kind of get all interfered. So if you can keep them straight on your end, more power to you. Like you said, identifying the ends probably would help, but luckily, again, like I say, most of my connectors are different, except for my ham radios, which, of course, not advertising, have the Anderson power poles on. So normally I'm okay if I just plug those in directly, as long as I don't, you know, do the one thing they say you can't do, which is hook them up backwards, but I haven't ever tried. Red goes to red, black goes to black, so I usually stay pretty safe. But, yeah, you were mentioning the tech stuff for Miss Donna. You know, I'm kind of the family resident tech person, too. Whenever something happens, I get a call, can you come help, or can you answer a question about this, or can you tell me why this does this, or why my computer did this strange thing it's never done before. So, you know, a lot of times those are fun answers, and usually the folks on the other end of the phone, be it my in-laws or my wife or my children, will usually talk themselves through the solution before I can figure out what it is. Especially my wife. She loves to make me a soundboard, and she usually talks her way through her own solutions most of the time. But occasionally I do get the call about, you know, resetting the Wi-Fi router, or, you know, do I need to call the internet provider, that kind of stuff. So, you know, honestly, it's been quiet over the holidays. Haven't had too many problems, knock on wood, with the technology sector side. So hopefully that will continue.
If it's been that quiet, I congratulate you for keeping things straight and the forces with you. But you called to mind something that I guess when my sister was living, younger sister by 13 years, and she passed away early in her life. She was not tech savvy, and before it, you know, recently technology has exploded. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just at that part of its growth cycle. But people were ready for it anytime it came. You know, and so it did. And social media, I think, ushered it in. My sister was never involved in that, so she passed before that came on strong. But she called me once, and she said, you know, your mention of your family consulting you, my sister would call me with this one thing on her mind. Usually it was an email issue. And she called me once, and she said, Larry, I get an email from a friend of mine, and it has 47 emails along with it. What is going on here? So, it's classic, you know. People forward emails. And if you forward emails to a group, you don't just share that issue with one person. It's with, you know, the 15 people that are on that list of people that you keep in contact on that subject. She was not aware why the email said roughly the same thing all the way down through a number of emails. It was just such a mess. And I says, well, you can do what you can do when you do it correctly, but the problem you're having is that other people are not doing what they should do. Rather than forward an email to a group, you're repeating it again and again within your email, and it adds up to a lot of bits, you know, going across the wire. But when it gets to you, my sister would print out every email. And so she would, like, print out an email, and it would take 4 pages to read one email. Well, she's not having that problem anymore. But anyhow, that reminded me, and it's kind of funny now. I mean, I'm far enough away from that. And I think people understand now not to forward an email that has been forwarded to you, because you get all the back, you get the stack of replies. KK4JVQ.
We'll pause here. There was a little bit of a signal coming in behind yours. I'm not sure if that was someone trying to check in. So let me pause here and see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call AK4HR net control.
HR, please check in K4QDU, Quebec Delta Uniform. Name's Randy. I'm at Blue Ridge. You can check me in and out.
For that long pause there, just wanted to see if somebody might come in there on your coattails. Again, I'm not sure if somebody was trying to check in there, but we always try and take a pause here as we continue on with the rag chew portion. But Randy's call sign, Kilo 4, Quebec Delta Uniform, K4QDU. And Randy, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Got you checked in here, and feel free to secure at your leisure. We're just in the rag chew portion, just making some comments with Larry, finding out what is going on with him. So if you want to stick around, feel free. And if you want to secure, you're also at your leisure to do that. And again, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and spending a few minutes on Saturday night with us. But, Larry, yeah, you know, I kind of look back now, and, you know, I know technology has changed and become simpler when, you know, like I was kidding my mother-in-law and my mom the other day, actually, on different calls, how their computers and computer equipment are nicer than mine, are newer than mine. Because, you know, I'm one that will basically, I will run a computer into the ground just because, you know, I think that's what they're for, to get the money out of them. But, you know, I will swap memory or a hard drive or something, where some people will just, they can replace their computer completely. They can just get tired of dealing with it, or, you know, the new OS has come out. Of course, you know, we won't use the big names, but, you know, everybody's always doing updates and operating system releases and, you know, same stuff we've always been through. But like you mentioned, I think we're past a lot of that stuff where, you know, now stuff is kind of commonplace. Like you mentioned, you know, folks used to print out emails or print out pictures and stuff, and now everything is, you know, online. You know, people have their digital photo albums, and, you know, I'm going in a couple different directions here, but there was a couple of years ago they were talking about this will be one of the first generation that doesn't have printed photographs of themselves, or, you know, that, you know, everything is on their phone. And of course, now there's so many places, you know, you can print Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, but, you know, most people don't think about, you know, 100 years ago, a photograph was a big deal. And, of course, now, you know, with Instagram and TikTok and, you know, 500,000 pictures people take, I mean, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. But, you know, growing up, I think we had, you know, one yearly picture from the school, maybe some snapshots if we went on, like, a field trip or had a holiday or a birthday. But, you know, I think maybe on a good year, I might have 5 pictures of myself the whole year, and that was a good year. Again, birthday, Christmas, another holiday, maybe Thanksgiving, school. So, you know, that's 4 or 5 pictures a year, but now it's 4 or 5 pictures a day.
You make a point there that I had not even considered. and this happens. And, you know, if you stay sedentary long enough, the world will pass you by. That's a very truism. The first generation that doesn't have pictures of themselves. So they're not taking class school pictures. I look back on some of those. I used to be able to. My mother kept photos of early school years and that sort of thing, and I could look and struggle with the name of my first grade teacher. I've got her image right there, but I just couldn't bring the name forward. Mom could always remember. Well, all that changed when someone broke into the house and stole. Believe me, how does someone carry off the family photo album? Of what usefulness is that to anybody else, you know? But the pictures were stolen. She had them all in one place, and they just took the stack along with other things, and I guess they wound up in a landfill somewhere, but I still remember those pictures, and it's true as you say. We used to do that. And all of those, I do still have some pictures that I took. One was a Christmas where I was into knot tying. And I wanted to make something for Mom, make it myself. And I was learning how to tie knots, all kinds of knots. I was not a scout, so this wasn't something that you might imagine this boy would be doing, but I did, and I learned that there was this thing called macrame, which was tying knots and making things out of them. So I made a hanger for a plant, and I put a pot in this thing and a flower, and my mother, when she got that, I'll never forget how absolutely thrilled she was. And she says, "Where did you get this?" And I said, "Well, Mama, I made it. I tied all those knots myself," and she was just so happy with that. Somebody took a picture. I'm in the picture, Mom's in the picture, and my younger sister was in the picture. So this is a really treasured memory, since both those individuals are gone now. And it was, they were younger, and it was a very happy time. I was, I had a full beard at the time, or my attempts to have a full beard. And that was, thank you for reminding me of that. It's nice, but it's really sad, as you say, if there are younger people today who cannot look back on things like that. Memories are, what did Kodak used to say? I forget. Something about photographs and memories. KK4JBQ.
HR with KK4JBQ in the rag shoe portion of the Blue Ridge 2B Internet. And, I'm kind of guilty of myself. You know, I take a lot of pictures and end up only printing, you know, very few. And, of course, every time we visit my mom, she has, you know, albums of snapshots and stuff that's been, you know, from the 50-some years that I've been on the earth, my sister and my brother, and we go through those photo out because she's trying to, you know, clean stuff out, and she had given quite a few to my sister to kind of go through, and, you know, just moments that I don't think we had forgotten about them, but just hadn't thought about in quite a while, so it's always good to kind of reminisce. And, of course, I see, you know, just posts where, you know, even some of the online storage, cloud storage, people are like, you know, they're limited on the storage, so they have to move or delete photos. And it was, I can't remember when and where I saw that article, but basically it was talking about the same thing. And, you know, I have backups and backups, but the physical picture, you know, I guess it's kind of like the books, you know, to move on to a different thing. I like to have a book in my hand if I'm going to read a book. But now I've gotten to where everything is on my iPad or my laptop, and, you know, I still like to have a book. And, you know, even the I can't remember what the amp, the Kindle reader, that kind of, you know, low contrast is supposed to look like a book page, but it doesn't even, but again, I guess I'm dating myself with the technology to kind of show where I am. You know, I, like you said, if we don't keep up, it'll kind of pass us by, but you know, I kind of try and stay with the technology and keep my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, who are, you know, they're a generation ahead of me. So, but they go kicking and screaming into the new technology. And my mom, same thing. She's getting there. You know, she has her iPad. She knows how to FaceTime and text now. And, you know, I say now, but she was just very resistant. But, you know, the kids, my children, that's the only way they communicate. They send pictures and Snapchats and texts, and they very rarely will answer the phone. They'll send you a message back and says, you know, I'm busy, text me. You know, so it's kind of rare that we actually talk to each other on the phone. We do FaceTime now, which, I mean, again, kind of strange. You know, my daughter loves to FaceTime, and I'm like, just call me. Sometimes you don't want to see what I look like throughout the day. But she loves to do FaceTime, and like I say, just trying to bring the generation in front of me to communicate with the generation behind me.